With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik of New York nominates Ohio Republican Jim Jordan to be the next House Speaker.
He is an America First warrior who wins the toughest of fights, going after corruption and delivering accountability at the highest levels of government on behalf of we, the people.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he thinks Jordan will be confirmed as the next Speaker of the House.
As you know, many people have supported him. 24 hours ago, they were supporting somebody else. There seems to be great unification. I think Jim Jordan will be a great speaker. I think he'll be, I think he's going to have the vote soon, if not today, over the next day or two.
The first floor vote in the House is underway. Jordan, it appears, will not receive the needed majority. A second round of voting will be coming up. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's visit to Israel on Wednesday will demonstrate America's steadfast support for Israel following the deadly Hamas attack.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced the president's scheduled visit after he held several hours of talks with Israel's prime minister and other top officials in Tel Aviv. Mr. Biden will use the trip this week to punctuate his declaration that America has Israel's back. While in the region, the president will also discuss the conflict with Arab leaders.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says those additional talks will take place in Amman, Jordan. The U.S. has delivered the long-range ballistic missiles Ukraine said it urgently needed. Ukraine already has begun using them on the battlefield against Russia. Wall Street has moved lower following the retail sales report showing the U.S. economy remains solid, though perhaps too strong for the Federal Reserve's liking. The Dow is now down a dozen points, the Nasdaq losing 27. This is SRN News. The creator of a huge monument being built outside Birmingham, England, hopes it will ignite worldwide conversations about prayer and how it impacts everyone's lives. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and when it's finished in 2026, it will be visible from up to 6 miles away. The project's CEO, Richard Gamble, tells SRN News that his original vision has taken years to become a reality.
For me, it was a bit of an Abraham moment where the goat was coming up the other side of the mountain, but I couldn't see it until I got to the top. And it's amazing the way that God has provided for us, not only the land, but different people with different skills. And it's a faith journey. It's tough. But we're going to make history. We are going to build in the UK what we believe will be a globally iconic landmark that is about Jesus.
More information at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. A drug used in diabetes treatment was found to help dieters shed up to a quarter of their body weight.
Tirzepatide is an injected drug sold by Eli Lilly under the brand name Mounjaro. It was approved last year to treat diabetes, and now it's under fast-track review to treat obesity in the U.S. A new study published in the journal Nature Medicine compared two groups of people with complications from obesity who were not diabetic. After 3 months of intensive diet and exercise, both groups lost an average of 7% of their body weight. People who then started getting weekly injections of Mounjaro lost an additional 18.4% for an average total of 60 pounds over 16 months. Those receiving placebo shots gained an average of 6 pounds back. I'm Jennifer King.
The Wisconsin State Assembly is set to approve a plan to spend more than $500 million to help cover repairs at Milwaukee's Brewers Stadium. The Brewers will contribute $100 million and agree to stay in Milwaukee through 2050. More details at SRNNews.com.